From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
Exactly. How do you mean?
There's a great future in plastics. Think about it.
In case you don't remember, that's an iconic scene from the 1960s film, The Graduate. Plastics did turn out to be the future, so much that we use billions upon billions of plastic bags, bottles, and straws every year. A lot of it ends up on beaches, tossed on the side of the road, and in the bellies of animals. In New Jersey, more than 1 million tons of plastic winds up in landfills. NJ.com reporters Aaron Patenko and Michael Warren wanted to see if they could drastically cut down on their plastic consumption for a month. Good luck with that.
We have to understand that plastics are here. They are very much an ingrained part of our society, and in some ways we're never going to be without plastics.
Why is it so hard to cut plastic out of our lives? And why is it so important? Today on The Why, breaking up with plastic. Why did you guys decide to take this plastics challenge?
We were looking for new angles we could possibly take to talk about plastics in our lives and what restrictions on those plastics may really mean. And that's when Erin came to me and she had this great idea.
We're definitely not the first people to try to do this. There are lots of environmental bloggers and green bloggers and forums online where people are either focused on cutting plastic out of their lives or going all zero waste, which means not throwing anything away. You know, I had kind of had a bit of a general curiosity about how these people were living their lives. And I thought, well, maybe I could just try it. And because I didn't want to suffer alone, I ended up recruiting Michael and, in the end, four other reporters and producers in the newsroom to join us.
What exactly were the rules? No plastic at all?
The rule was everybody had to make an effort, a real effort, to cut as much plastic out of their daily routines as possible. We didn't think it was as realistic or really humane to require that people totally cut plastic out for a month. That would have taken some drastic steps when you think about how much plastic is around us every day. So we just settled on doing our best and seeing what happened.
Yeah. And just to be clear, the challenge was to reduce the amount of plastic waste that we were throwing away, which means that my plastic reusable water bottle luckily still makes the cut, or the Tupperware containers.
Guys, take me through a shopping trip you took where you tried not to use plastic.
I went to Whole Foods. I grabbed a bunch of produce that was not prepackaged, so unboxed bananas or peaches, potatoes, onions, but I had to skip the blueberries even though they're in season because they always come in a plastic container. I actually brought my own Tupperware and filled it up in the bulk food section. Which really can.
What kind of did you get crazy glances or?
Well, not too crazy, but the cashier didn't really know how to handle it. In the end, they just kind of scanned it in like a normal container, which probably cost me a couple extra cents.
I actually have a recent story of a fast food dinner trip that I took one night, and I thought I was going to go really well, and it did not. I took a trip to local Popeyes, and so I am standing in line at the register for the Popeyes. Then I figure I can eat the chicken with my fingers. I don't need a plastic utensil for that, and it comes in a paper box, so that's fine. It's the sides that are tricky, and I figure if I get corn on the cob, that'll be easy because I can eat that with my hands. But I wasn't prepared for the fact that they wrap their corn on the cob in a plastic wrapper anyways.
Oh, no.
So they got me there. And then even though we were eating in the Popeyes, they still put everything in a plastic to-go bag. So they got me there as well. And then I had totally forgotten about the condiments, like the honey mustard and whatnot. And that's all plastic containers as well. So I thought I was feeling really good about myself. And then it all came apart in about 30 seconds.
Well, I want to play a game with you guys, a rapid response game.
Okay.
Let me just throw these words out at you and you tell me real quick how you dealt with it. You guys ready to play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Medicine.
Oh, we did actually exclude medicine in the challenge.
Yeah, we didn't want to put restrictions on personal health things.
Shampoo bottles.
I got a shampoo bar, and it has not messed up my hair, which is normally very picky.
Bottled drinks.
I luckily have been carting around a water bottle just because I'd get thirsty all the time. So that was actually the easiest part of the challenge.
Makeup.
I did manage to find one makeup foundation that was just in a glass bottle.
Trash bags on trash day.
Oh, that was unavoidable. I didn't even try to deal with it. Because what am I going to do with my trash? My girlfriend would have killed me.
It must have been very hard when you started this and started to realize just how much plastic we consume. What was the biggest challenge?
How other people reacted to what I was doing. I went to a party where someone had plates, and instead I just kind of grabbed a napkin and put a sandwich on it. And they were like, why are you doing this exactly?
You know, depending on how serious you are about cutting plastic out of your life, it can get to the point where it affects the decisions you make on how you spend your free time. My girlfriend and I went to Fort Lee after a hike. She wanted to try this Korean tea place. And we went, and if you wanted to get something out of plastic, you would have just had to leave the store. So a lot of times it came down to, do I really want this experience, or is it something I can cut in the sake of saving plastic?
This is The Why.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Annette John Hall. We're talking to NJ.com reporters Aaron Patenko and Michael Warren. They took a month-long challenge to drastically reduce the amount of plastic they used in their daily lives. So you guys are Jersey reporters. How much plastic does New Jersey use?
New Jersey throws away about 1 million tons of plastic every year. Surprisingly, the state does not track this exact statistics. We have a very bad recycling rate, just like the rest of the nation. Only 9% of plastic ends up getting recycled. And that's probably even lower now because of the state of recycling in today's economy. A lot of people think they are okay with using plastic if it's recyclable plastic, but a lot of that still ends up in a landfill.
There's a growing number of cities and towns in New Jersey that have taken action to curb plastic use. What do those ordinances say?
A growing number of municipalities in the state have taken steps to either ban the use of single-use plastic bags or plastic straws or styrofoam food containers. A few other towns haven't gone as far as bans, but they may put a 10-cent fee on a plastic bag. We know of at least 19 municipalities that have plastic bag ordinances in effect. We also know of one county, that's Atlantic County, that has restrictions on the use of plastic bags in public parks and other county-owned spaces. Right now, there is a proposal introduced by Senator Bob Smith, who is the head of the state Senate's Environment Committee.
We are going to ban, within a year of the enactment of the legislation, styrofoam food containers, cups, single-use bags, straws.
As well as a ban on paper bags, or at least a fee on paper bags. It has not made it out of the Senate yet. The last time I spoke with Senator Smith, he expects that this will be taken up in the fall.
I'm curious. You guys have taken this month-long journey. How has this changed you? Has it changed your habits?
I would say, I think in general, this experience has made me more conscious of, I guess, my everyday actions. I think most people that know me know I have a pretty big sweet tooth, and a lot of the easy candies I would get during the day are, you know, individually wrapped in plastic. It's definitely been better for the waistline. So I think that I will definitely be cutting back on plastic as my new excuse to continue dieting in the future.
I think one of my colleagues said something like, I use plastic because I'm not as well prepared a person as I should be. And I very much agree with that. A lot of the plastic that I end up using is because I didn't think ahead to bring my own container, to bring my own tote bag, to bring my own dishes. Now that I'm thinking about it more, I think I will prepare a lot more than I used to.
You know, ironically, when plastic was first introduced at the turn of the century, it was hailed as something that would save the environment by preserving the natural world. And now it's considered one of the environment's biggest hazards. So how important is it for individuals, me and you, to reduce plastic consumption?
The biggest source of waste is things that we use once and we end up putting them in the garbage right away. It's not just that plastic is bad for the environment, it's that we're throwing away so much of it.
I think it is important for people to try to take plastic out of their lives, at least as much as they think they can. I understand that it's not realistic for everybody to go zero plastic. When you see regulations coming down on restricting greenhouse gases, the plastics industry is going to be impacted in that way as well. I think that this is all related.
Well, Michael, Aaron, thank you so much for talking to us today.
No problem.
Yeah, thank you for having us. This is great.
The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Binyakov and Alex Stern, under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary. We had production help for this episode from Xavier Lopez. What are the ways you've cut down on plastic in your life? Tweet me and let me know at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.